Fancy is no more of an issue than your taste in hats. Personally, I like gothic-looking hats with big boobs. The way to build it is for everyone to come out, particularly people who aren't very gay, because every little helps. So everyone, let's do this. Be brave and come out. Come out wherever you are.
Andrew O'Neill, Pharmacist Baffler, was written and performed by Andrew O'Neill and also starred Stephen Carlin, with voices from Jude Adewideke, Paul Heath and Beatrice Jones. It was produced by Alison Vernon-Smith.
I like gothic-looking hats with big boobs. The way to build it is for everyone to come out, particularly people who aren't very gay, because every little helps. So everyone, let's do this. Be brave and come out. Come out. Wherever you are.
Andrew O'Neill, Pharmacist Baffler, was written and performed by Andrew O'Neill and also starred Stephen Carlin, with voices from Jude Adewideke, Paul Heath and Beatrice Jones. It was produced by Alison Vernon-Smith.
And that was the last in that series from Andrew O'Neill.
What news stories made you stop and listen this year?
Sarah Montagu looks back at 2014's defining moments.
989. No. 2 million. 1,900.
I have immunity now to this strain of Ebola.
Brazil 0, Germany 7. The nation of Brazil is totally humiliated.
180 million saw Conchita Wurst, a bearded drag queen, steal the show.
News review of the year on Sunday night at 10 on BBC Radio 4 and then on the website.
Well, our dramatisation of Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman's Good Omens continues now, as does the frantic search for the Antichrist. Perhaps there is a clue to be found in the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, the only surviving copy of which is currently in the possession of the angel Aziraphale. But can he decipher Agnes's cryptic predictions and locate the son of Satan before the horsepersons of the apocalypse assemble?
Witchfinder, Private Pulsifer.
Behind the pile of newspapers, Sergeant Chadwell.
Here's the smallings. Got anything?
There's a couple who claim to lead the largest coven in Saffron Walden. Look, a photo.
Did you count their nipples?
They're wearing jumpers.
Och, them. Call themselves witches. Went down last year with my packet of fire letters, found a mail-order bee jelly business trying to pep up sales. Wouldn't know a familiar spirit if it chewed the bum out their trousers. Make us a cup of sun. Witch finding's a parching business.
Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. A narrative of certain events occurring in human history, in strict accordance with the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, which... Episode 3.
Now, laddie, did you sort out your witch-finding equipment? Have you got your armour of righteousness?
Yes, Sergeant, I think so.
Pendulum of discovery.
Pendulum of discovery.
Thumbscrew.
Thumbscrew.
Fire lighters.
I really think, Sergeant...
Fire lighters!
Yes, and matches!
Bell, book and candle? Show me... Well,
the best I could do... The bell is from Madame Tracy's budgie cage. Mm-hmm. The birthday cake candle.
What's the book?
Prayers for Little Hands.
It'll do for a quick exorcism. Pin!
Pin.
Never forget your pin. It's the bayonet in your artillery light.
Actually, the pin. Can you tell me what I actually do with it?
You test the witch with a pin, you idiot.
Right, but a footnote in the Witchfinder Army manual said that of 39,000 women tested with the pin, 29,000 said ouch, 9,999 didn't feel it, and one witch said it cleared up the arthritis in her leg.
And that one witch was Agnes Nutter.
She's in the manual a lot, like a warning or a caution. Why would that be?
Because, Private Pulsifer, Agnes Nutter was the Witchfinder Army's great failure. Look here, laddie.
What is that?
This hat belonged to the Witchfinder Major who lit the last fire that burned a witch in England, and that witch was Agnes Nutt.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4, Michelle Hussain and Justin Webb, and Neil Sleet's here with Summary of the News.
Estimates vary at the extent of pollution caused by a huge crude oil spill from a supertanker off the coast of Japan. While the environmental devastation continues, the authorities are looking for a deckhand missing since the accident, thought to be named Chalk. Meanwhile, a row is brewing over the disappearance of uranium from the Turning Point nuclear power station.
Think, Anathema. You had Agnes's book with you when you were knocked down. Those two men put your things in the car when they gave you a lift home. The one the other called Angel could have forgotten to give it back. Unless he didn't pick it up. Oh, what then? It was near the chalk quarry. Adam Young and his friends play there. Surely Adam would return it if he found it.
And Charles Fort sailed off in the Mary Celeste and founded the Bermuda Triangle.
No, he couldn't have done that, Adam. I've read about the Mary Celeste. They found it floating around all by itself with no one on it. It's famous for having no one on it.
I didn't say he was on it when they found it, did I? Of course he wasn't on it, because the UFOs landed and taken him off. There's millions of flying saucers landing all the time, doing good, like galactic policemen, telling everyone to live in universal harmony and stuff.
If I was an alien, I wouldn't go around telling people all about mystic cosmic harmony. I'd say,
this is a laser blaster, so you do what you're told, rebel swine.
Funny, really. You spend your whole life going to school and learning stuff, and they never tell you about the Bermuda Triangle and UFOs.
I'm going to borrow more new Aquarians from Anathema. There's probably loads more things than we aren't taught in school.
But is she a witch?
If she is, she's a nice one.
The man who burned Agnes Nutter wore that hat.
Aye, Private Pulsever. And her death marked the end of serious witch hunting in England.
What happened?
By all accounts, Nutter was a blessed awkward customer. It wasn't the place of a decent Christian woman to go around being intelligent and curing people. Made him furious. Finally, a witchfinder major, the owner of this hat, was summoned and he led the mob to her cottage. She was sitting with her coat on, waiting for him, cool as a cucumber.
Agnes Nutter, witch.
You're tardy, witchfinder. I should have been aflame 10 minutes since.
You know what awaiteth you.
I bloody should do. I wrote it in my book. Right. Let's get on with it.
They took her to the bonfire they'd built on the village green. She climbed up on it herself, the brazen sorceress.
Tiny well, sexton of the parish.
Aye, that he will, witch. Make those knots tight, Mr. Blake.
Aye, witchfinder major.
Good people, gather close and attend the burning of Agnes Nutter, witch, who through consorting with dark powers and the spreading of foul counsel must perish in the fire.
Aye, gather ye right close, good people.
You'll be quiet now, witch.
Gather ye right close, I say. Come, come and mark well the fate of all who meddle with such as they do not understand.
Gag her!
Ah, go stick your head back up, you...
Give me the torch, that I may light the fire, sexton.
Here, but...
Burn, witch!
Witchfinder, the beadle has found a note in the witch's cottage addressed to you.
Me? What does it say?
Well, you don't have letters, and neither do I.
Show me. Cancel the milk.
There's summit on t'other side.
Hey!
Dear Witchfinder Major, knows that I die a happy and victorious woman. For within my petticoats, I have stuffed 80 pounds of gunpowder and 40 pounds of roofing nails.
I thought she was walking funny. Oh.
Put out the fire! Put out the fire!
The explosion took out the village, cleared the valley of every living thing, and was heard as far away as Halifax.
Wow. They found this hat in a tree 2 miles away. The name of its owner, the Witchfinder Major who burned Agnes Nutter, is stitched inside. Here.
This hat belongeth to Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery, Pulsifer.
One of England's finest witchfinders.
Gosh.
Nothing else survives of your great, 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 great grandfather. Agnes Nutter left behind a box and a book of her prophecies with specific instructions as to what should be done with both.
What happened to the box?
No one knows.
And the book?
Lost for ever.
Good morning. Are you all right?
My cocoa has congealed.
Ah, oh, I've come about...
We're closed, I'm afraid.
But you put a book aside for me.
The shop is closed. So sorry.
I'll come back Monday.
I rather doubt that. Prophecy 3017. I see four riding.
Bring in the end, and the angels of hell ride with them.
A young lady in the village of Tadfield is in possession of the only surviving copy of the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, witch. Allowing for genetic drift, she could be a direct descendant. Has she inherited Agnes's psychic gifts? She knows Armageddon is imminent. We know Tadfield is where the Antichrist was born 11 years ago. But we don't have a name. I should talk to Crowley about this. Speak of the devil.
Spawn of hell, if you please, Aziraphale. Have you found the boy?
Not yet.
We need a front organisation to do the spade work for us, professionals.
I suppose so. I have a certain network of agents. I could set them searching.
I have something similar. You never know when they might come in handy.
Do you think they ought to work together?
No. I don't think that would be a very good idea. Ours aren't very sophisticated. Politically speaking.
Then we'll each contact our own people
and see what they can manage.
Good.
Goodbye, Crowley.
Goodbye, Aziraphale. Something's missing. What am I missing?
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Thank you, Gemma Kearney. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the show, especially you, Anthony Crowley.
Oh, flames!
Crowley, the horsemen are being summoned. The troops are assembling. Why aren't you with the boy Warlock? Where is the Hellhound?
I'm very close to having everything ready, Master.
Make sure you do. We'll talk again tomorrow. But right now, here's Queen.
Is this the real
Shadwell. Need his number.
I forgot to tell Crowley about the girl's book. The book. Do we actually need anyone to find the boy if the book tells us his name? Ah, yes, in his power
he cometh to Tadfield Oxen, a young knight in the faith.
Tadfield? Directory inquiries. Tadfield, Oxfordshire, name Young. Could be spelled Y-O-N-G-E or Y-O-U-N-G. Sorry, no initial. Yes. Oh. Really? It's remarkable. Go on. Yes, got it. Thank you.
Tadfield 666. Hello? If this is one of your jokes, Adam, you'll be confined to your room for a week. Hello?
Sorry, right number. Found the boy.
But am I too late? How long have we got? The horsemen must be being gathered.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Correspondence Club Nicosia, it's time for our lunchtime cabaret. Today, featuring the hits of the famous family entertainer, Tommy Steele.
I've heard the cabaret was bad here, but...
Yeah, the boys at CNN organize it as light relief for war-weary correspondents. What do they drink these days at ITN, Anforth?
I'll have what you drink at Newsweek, Josh. It might come up in the interview.
You've done well getting shortlisted. Excuse me. Huh? Two whiskey sours?
Yes, sir.
And I'll have an introduction to that amazing redhead at the end of the bar.
Where? Oh, Carmine Zugeber.
That's Carmine Zugeber. What's she doing in this backwater? If she's shortlisted too, well, I don't stand a chance. She goes where the wars are.
She goes where the wars aren't. She's already been where they were.
How does she do it?
How the hell does she do it?
How do I do what?
Red, how you doing? Where are you headed?
Oh, just taking a little break, Josh.
This is Tim Anforth of ITN News.
Pleasure to meet you, Ms. Zugeber.
Same, I'm sure. Though I'm surprised to see you together.
Come again?
Josh, wasn't it you I heard telling the New York Times guy, Murchison, wasn't it, that Anforth didn't have a chance in hell of the Newsweek job?
What?
A third-rate hack who you kept sweet because you'd jump his wife any day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the liaison you had with her after the press awards was the best time since your sleepover with Gaddafi's bodyguards.
She had your business card with your cell phone number written on it. When I asked, she said it was for me, so we could talk about the job.
Yeah, well, that was it.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, wait! You bastard! Right, that does it.
That's better.
Miss Carmine Zugeber?
That would be me.
International Express delivery for you.
Thank you.
Can you sign for it, miss? Just there. W-A-R.
It's quicker to write than Zugeber.
Yeah.
Oh, all right!
A sword. I don't believe that's covered by our terms and conditions.
Yeah. Well, you've delivered it now. You can forget it.
Yes, miss. Thank you kindly.
Sorry to run out on you, boys. Would have loved to stay, but I have to make a trip to England. Play nice now. You don't have much time left.
The World at One, this is Martha Carney with 45 minutes of news and comment.
I understand your company's Theodolite was not designed to track ley lines, but it has worked very well in that capacity until now.
Power station in Oxfordshire.
It says the lines are beginning to shift position, which is impossible. Ley lines don't move about.
How much nuclear material had escaped?
We wouldn't say escaped.
I'd love to talk to your supervisor, but I'm expecting someone.
Terrorist activity.
Yes, we have.
No, I don't know a good time for you to ring back.
Terrorists who are capable of taking an entire nuclear reactor.
I don't know what time he's dropping in. It was predicted in a book I've since lost. It's definitely today.
So they'll be quite strong terrorists.
But you said the power station is still producing electricity.
It is.
That's all I remember. That and his name, Pulsifer. Thank you.
Well, how can it be doing that if it hasn't got a reactor?
We don't know. We were hoping some clever bugger in BBC Current Affairs might have an idea.
I think I've got something, Witchfinder Sergeant Shadwell.
Have you found us a witch, young Pulsifer?
Something weird has been happening. A village in England that...
Hooray, Mr. Shadwell! A gentleman on the telephone for you.
Now, what were you, harlot?
He sounds ever so refined.
Okay, Mr. E. You see? What class of thing would that be? And where is this place, then? Fine. I'll put my best squad on it. Goodbye to you, sir. And bless you too, sir.
Ta-ta, love.
Dear boy, you great southern pansy. What was it, Private Pulsifer?
There's this village which has been having some amazing weather for the last few years.
What? Raining frogs and similar?
No. Normal weather for the time of year.
call that a phenomena?
Two calls in one day, Mr. Shadwell. Your little army must be marching away like anything.
This one's not so refined.
Ach, woe are you, you modern plush barazin. Aye? Okay, Mr. C. You see? What class of thing would that be? And where is this place? I'll put my best squad in it. And may the forces of darkness spare you too, sir. Something about that fella. Snakes can choose for a staff. Where were we, Private?
There's a village in England which has normal weather for this time of year.
That's not news.
Normal weather for this time of year isn't normal, Sergeant. They have snow at Christmas. And when did you last see snow at Christmas? And long, hot Augusts? Every year? It never rains there on November the 5th and it snows on Christmas Eve. And I was thinking that instead of sitting here just cutting up newspapers in your flat...
The Witchfinder Army HQ!
The Witchfinder Army HQ, that I could just nip over there and look around. It's only 40 miles away. I'll pay my own petrol.
This place wouldn't be called Tadfield, would it?
How did you know that?
Were those two playing at new? Oh, well, so long as they pay up on time. I suppose it can't do any harm.
Thanks.
We'd better mark your destination on the wall map, laddie. Grab a wee pin with a flag from my drawer.
Got one.
Where is it? Tadfield. Ah! Here.
There.
Good. Now, you'd better have the field telephone. You ken these modern wee smartphones, Pulsiver?
Oh, yes.
This isn't one.
They knew how to build them in the 80s.
Off you go, Private Pulsiver. May the armies of glorification march with you.
Oh, that pin just jumped out of the map.
I'll get it off your trot, laddie.
Hello. Party name of Chalk, is it?
Yes.
International Express delivery, sir. Parcel for you.
Really?
Bit of a stroke of luck I tried this bend in the river. Hardly a street address, is it?
No, I suppose not.
Nearly got myself run over parking on that corner. Blooming lorries. Never slow down. Are you all right, sir? You look very pale.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Funny old world, isn't it? On this particular job, I've delivered to the Mediterranean and to Des Moines, and that's in America, sir. And now here I am, born and bred round here, sir. And here's the River Uck. Used to be the prettiest river round here. And now look. Foam and sludge drifting about. The swans sink to the bottom and the fishes float on the top.
It's so beautiful. Ugh, it's all so damn beautiful.
Yes. Right, need your signature. Oh, drat, that blooming pen's leaked. Sorry about that, sir. Mess everywhere.
Yes, it happens.
Right. Well, here's your package.
Thank you. The crown.
Fits you too. Oh.
What?
It's not shiny anymore. Got a bit of tarnish now.
I like it.
Ah. Right. Well, much obliged, sir. Ta-ta.
Ta-da.
Takes all sorts. Mind, you didn't look well. One more delivery on this batch. Where's the schedule? The Last Horseman. Eh? Not a blooming horse among the lot of them so far. Address? Everywhere? Nah, come on. I've been blooming everywhere in these others. And who thought up these names, dear oh dear? All right, instructions. Oh, even more odd. All right then. Dear Maud, I love you. Stan. Best foot forward, look right, look left, look right again, and briskly. Cool. That one nearly had me. Hang on.
Yes.
Oh, it's you.
Yes. International Express.
Oh, yes. Message for you, sir. Come and see.
Finally. Thank you.
Ooh. It's all gone a bit bright.
Don't think of it as dying. Just think of it as leaving early to avoid the rush.
Attention, driver. Right turn imminent.
Oh, we've just turned right! Have they swapped left and right in your circuits? Which round are we? Mobile unit?
Private Pulsivant, you forgot the hands-free kit.
Whoa! Good grief.
Obstruction ahead. Proceed temperately.
Who's that?
It's kind of a sat-nav. Sorry, Sergeant.
There's something in the road.
Well, move it then. Get on with investigating yon village.
I would, but are you...
Am I what? Hello?
I said a UFO has landed in front of my car. There's an alien walking towards me, and he's signalling me to wind down my window.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello, frog-like creature.
Good morning, sir, or madam, or neuter. This is your planet, is it?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Had it long, have we, sir?
Not personally, as a species, about 500,000 years, I think.
Been letting old acid rain build up, haven't we, sir?
Been letting ourselves go a bit with the old hydrocarbons, perhaps?
I'm sorry.
We have been asked to give you a message.
Oh?
As follows. We give you a message of universal peace and cosmic harmony and such like.
Message ends.
Oh. That's very kind.
Have you got any idea why we've been asked to bring this message, sir? Neither have we, sir. Drive safely, then.
Wait! I didn't count your nipples!
Another thing it said in the magazine Anathema gave me is that the Earth is hollow.
It isn't.
It jolly well is.
All right, then. What about volcanoes?
I didn't say it was hollow all the way through. It probably goes down miles and miles to make room for all the lava and oil and coal and Tibetan tunnels and such like.
What do you mean, Tibetan tunnels?
You know Tibet?
Yes.
It's got secret masters. And they've got secret underground tunnels that go all over the world. I bet they're down there now, sitting underground and listening.
Come on, if we dig fast!
What'd you have to go and do that for?
I thought...
That lot of good trying to surprise them, isn't it? With you shouting out like that, and you just have to go and warn them.
Yeah, I suppose so. What's that? I think it was a car.
Up on the Chalk Quarry Road.
It's crashed. Come on, we can play rescuing people.
Attention. To continue journey, please turn car upright.
It's got a sat-nav thingy. There's someone in it.
Brian, Wensley, take that end. Pepper, push here with me. On three. Three.
We did it.
Pepper, is he hurt?
No, but he's a little bit unconscious.
Are you all right, mister?
What happened?
I was driving along and a hole appeared in front of me with a man in it.
Adam, look. He's right.
It's a Tibetan.
He's going back down the hole. Let's catch him.
No. We have to help the driver.
We shouldn't move in too far. We ought to get help.
I know who to take him to.
The witch.
In episode 3 of Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, the supernatural beings were Aziraphale, Mark Heap, and Crowley, Peter Serafinowicz. The apocalyptic horsepersons were Carmine Zugaba, Rachel Sterling, Chalk, Harry Lloyd, and Death, Jim Norton. The them were Adam Thomas Wright, Pepper, Holly Burgess, Wensleydale, Bobby Fuller, and Brian, Lewis Andrews. And the humans. Agnes was Josie Lawrence, Newt, Colin Morgan, Anathema, Charlotte Ritchie, Shadwell, Clive Russell, and Madam Tracy, Julia Deacon. The International Express delivery guy was Ron Cook. And fourth, Nicholas Briggs, Van Horn, Trevor White, and Lopez, Mitch Benn. Major Pulsifer was Ben Crow, and Blake, Teo Maggs. With Nick Grimshaw, Martha Carney, and Neil Sleet as themselves. Other parts were played by Andy Seacombe, Wilfredo Acosta, and members of the cast. Good Omens was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Dirk Maggs and Heather Lama. The producer was Heather Lama.
BBC News at midnight. This is Jane Steele.